Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tim Cullen. Batting second. The third baseman, Ken McMullen. Batting third. The center fielder, Fred Valentine. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Frank Howard. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Cap Peterson. Batting sixth. The catcher, Paul Casanova. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Ken Harrelson. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ed Brinkman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Pete Rickard. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Pete Rickard. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Don Wirt. Batting second. The second baseman, Dick McAuliffe. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Willie Horton. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jim Northrup. Batting sixth. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Mickey Stanley. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ray Oyler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Denny McLain. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Denny McLain. And now, play ball. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen strikes out. One out. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard takes first base on ball four. McMullen moves to second. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson hits a fly ball into center field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt strikes out. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harrelson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McAuliffe for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a fly ball into left field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova strikes out. One out. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson strikes out. Two outs. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Horton. Brinkman reaches second base with a double. Pete Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton strikes out. One out. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup strikes out. Two outs. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan hits a fly ball into left field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen is 0-for-1 in the game. Cullen hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McMullen hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Stanley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0-for-1 in the game. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Denny McLean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLean strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stanley scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Howard for the out. One out. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson is 0-for-1 in the game. Peterson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova is 0-for-1 in the game. Casanova hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-1 in the game. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Casanova moves to second. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0-for-1 in the game. Wirt hits a fly ball into left field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-1 in the game. McAuliffe hits a fly ball into center field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-1 in the game. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Pete Rickert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickert is 0-for-1 in the game. Rickert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen is 0-for-2 in the game. Cullen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Euler. Cullen moves to second. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McMullen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cullen moves to third. Two outs. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0 for 2 in the game. Valentine strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 1 in the game. Horton hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0 for 1 in the game. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rickard fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0 for 1 in the game. Freehan hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. McMullen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 1 in the game. Stanley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson is 0 for 2 in the game. Peterson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Casanova hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Freehan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Harrelson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler is 0 for 1 in the game. Euler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Denny McLean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLean is 0 for 1 in the game. McLean bunts for an out. Euler moves to second. One out. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 2 in the game. Wirt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Euler moves to third. Wirt moves to second. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 2 in the game. McAuliffe hits a fly ball into center field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Euler tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Tigers. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Casanova for a passed ball. Wirt moves to third. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 2 in the game. Kaline takes first base on ball 4. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 2 in the game. Horton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wirt scores. Kaline moves to third. It's 2-0, Tigers. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Northrup hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kaline scores. Horton moves to second. It's 3-0, Tigers. Dave Baldwin now pitching. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Horton moves to third. Northrup moves to second. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0 for 2 in the game. Freehan takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 2 in the game. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Savarin pinch hits for Dave Baldwin. Bob Savarin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savarin hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen is 0 for 3 in the game. Cullen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McMullen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Senators nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Darryl Knowles now pitching. Ray Oyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oyler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Oyler strikes out. One out. Denny McLean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLean is 0 for 1 in the game. McLean hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wirt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McLean moves to second. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. McAuliffe strikes out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Kaline hits a fly ball into center field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0 for 3 in the game. Valentine hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Howard strikes out. Two outs. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Peterson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Senators nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Horton strikes out. One out. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Northrup hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Freehan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Knowles, and towards Cullen, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Northrup moves to second. Two outs. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 3 in the game. Stanley hits a fly ball into center field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Norm Cash now playing first base. Mickey Stanley now playing center field. Jim Northrup now playing left field. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Casanova strikes out. 1 out. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Harrelson strikes out. 2 outs. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Brinkman hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Tigers. Jim King pinch hits for Darryl Knowles. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King takes first base on ball 4. Bernie Allen pinch hits for Tim Cullen. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen takes first base on ball 4. King moves to second. Fred Gladding now pitching. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. McMullen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 3, and Washington Senators, 1. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.